Young adults with intellectual disabilities are gaining increasing access to an arena where they've been excluded in the past, higher education. Here in Wisconsin, a couple four-year universities have tailored programs for students with special needs. The University of Wisconsin-Whitewater will join their ranks this fall. Education reporter Emily Files visited one school that's part of this emerging field.
19-year-old Lauren Buchanan attends a specialized program for students with intellectual disabilities at Concordia University in Mequon. She showed me around campus on a snowy afternoon.
Right here where the people are walking in is the calf.
How's the food?
It's okay, I guess.
The program Buchanan is part of is called Bethesda College. It's run by the nonprofit Bethesda Lutheran Communities, but located on Concordia's campus.
I wanted to go to college because, well, I wanted to meet, like, new friends, see new people, and, like, have good relationships, like, good friendships.
K-12 school districts provide transition services for students with disabilities that sometimes include community or technical college classes. Programs like Bethesda go a step further. Students live in dorms and participate in campus life. They can also take regular college courses, though not always for credit. The two-year certificate program is focused on teaching independent living skills and work experience.
We work a lot on building that independence that they can go out and advocate for themselves.
Christine Leonard is Bethesda College director.
The world is changing, society is changing, and why can't these individuals be able to go to college?
Lauren Buchanan, who we met earlier, is taking classes including independent living, career prep, and ceramics. She says she's been homesick, but her family isn't that far in Gurnee, Illinois.
I am very proud of me making my own decision, even if it's scary to be away from home.
Brianna Huebner is director of Wisconsin's longest-running college program for adults with intellectual disabilities. It began in 2007 at Madison's Edgewood College. Edgewood is the only school in Wisconsin that offers a bachelor's degree option for students with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
We've had a student with Down syndrome receive a bachelor's degree. We've had a student with cerebral palsy who's currently finishing up his requirements for a degree, and certainly students with autism as well.
There's evidence that these programs help students beat grim employment odds. Advocates say many adults with disabilities still end up in sheltered workshops earning below minimum wage. One survey from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services found just 15% of adults with intellectual disabilities had paid jobs in the community. Both Edgewood and Bethesda report employment rates of about 80% for their graduates. This fall, there will be another option in Wisconsin for students with special needs, this time at a public university. James Collins is director of the new program at UW-Whitewater.
The interest has been helping an underserved segment of the population that has really has a ton of potential but has had limited opportunity.
He says the school is a natural fit with its history of inclusivity. Whitewater is known for its wheelchair basketball team. The world of higher education for people with intellectual disabilities has room to improve. Many programs are not accessible to low-income students because they don't qualify for federal financial aid. And they're not accredited, which raises questions about oversight. Advocates are working on those issues. A task force is drafting accreditation standards for possible congressional approval. If that happens, it would bring credibility to the growing field of inclusive higher education. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.